It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. You can count on California to do things big, and this year's election fight over a single measure is no exception. First of all, there is big campaign cash, $120 million. And then the big names, starting with Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and plenty of Hollywood stars. And, of course, a big prize. In this case, $4 billion to advance solar power and other kinds of renewable energy. The big contest is over Proposition 87, which would generate those billions by slapping a tax on crude oil pumped out of the ground in California. Oil companies and their allies have already spent more than $80 million to fight the measure, mostly with ads.
How's our gas tank looking?
Time to fill her up.
Ouch.
Yeah, and you better fasten your seatbelt because there's an oil tax headed for the ballot.
You've got to be kidding me.
I never kid about gas prices. It's called Proposition 87, a $4 billion tax.
The Hollywood-financed proponents of Prop 87 have spent about half of what the oil lobby has spent, but that's still a whopping $40 million.
Prop 87 will move California toward energy independence with cleaner fuels, with wind and solar power. Think of how you could change it all.
Laura Mikoy is a reporter with the Sacramento Bee, and she joins me now to discuss Prop 87. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Tell me, what exactly is the goal of Proposition 87?
The goal of Proposition 87 is to reduce petroleum usage in the state of California by 25% over 10 years.
That's a pretty ambitious goal. How exactly would the $4 billion achieve that?
Well, about 60% of the money would be used to reduce gasoline and diesel fuel usage in the state by financing alternative fuel vehicles and refueling stations. More than a fourth of it would go to California universities for alternative energy research. About 10% would be used to try to get energy-efficient technologies to the marketplace faster. 3.5% would go for public education campaigns and administrative costs, and 2.5% would pay for vocational education at community colleges to develop a workforce in alternative energy technologies.
So what are the proponents arguing exactly?
The proponents are arguing that this is a way to get cleaner, cheaper energy to Californians and to infuse our economy with new technologies, that this is another sort of investment scheme to bring about a stronger economy in California, and that by getting more alternative energy out there, we could reduce air pollution in the state.
And if there's a tax on the extraction of oil, obviously, sooner or later, consumers feel instinctively they would pay it. What do the proponents say to that?
The proponents specifically wrote into the initiative that the tax that will be imposed on the extraction of oil in California could not be passed on to consumers. However, the legislative analyst, which is our sort of watchdog in the legislature, has said that would be difficult to enforce. And as we all know, whenever we see gasoline prices go up, trying to parse out what is the cause of those prices going up is very difficult.
Now, what do the opponents say here? How do they feel it will hurt Californians in the future?
Well, the opponents contend that this will drive up gas prices. They're not saying we're going to pass along the tax, because, of course, that would be illegal. But what they're saying is that oil producers will produce less gas or less petroleum products in California because they're paying higher taxes, and that would lead to the import of more foreign oil.
Now, as I understand it, California is, what, like the third largest producer of oil
mm-hmm.
in the United States?
That's correct.
What about the other states? What do they have in the way of an extraction tax, and how does that compare to the present extraction tax in California?
We have virtually no extraction tax in California. There's a tiny regulatory fee attached to oil that's minuscule in comparison to what's done in other states. Every other major oil-producing state does have a severance tax, and in fact, in Alaska, as you probably are aware, they produce so much oil and have such a large income from that tax that they don't have state income taxes. So we are unique in that regard, and that is why the proponents of this initiative chose to go with an extraction tax. And when they first started the campaign, much of their campaign was about making oil companies pay their fair share, was what their ads were saying.
So from your reporting, Laura, what do you see as the economic impact in California likely to be, and how might that affect the nation?
I think that the goal of the proponents is to try to nudge the entire country towards more alternative energy, that California would once again be a trendsetter.
Now, as I understand it, over $100 million has been poured into this election campaign. Why is so much being spent here campaigning on the proposition?
The primary reason that it is so expensive or so much money is being spent is because both sides have very deep pockets. On the no on 87 side, you have the oil companies, and they have dumped most of the $80 million into that campaign. On the yes side, you have venture capitalists and a Hollywood producer and real estate heir, Stephen Bing. He has put about $43 million into the campaign in favor of Prop 87.
Let's talk about some of the personalities here, particularly the politicians. Now, we've seen former President Bill Clinton campaigning in California on this, former Vice President Al Gore campaigning in California. Both of these men, Democrats, both in favor of this proposition. What about your governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Now, he's a Republican running for re-election. What do we hear from him on this issue?
He is opposed to the measure, but he came out against it very, very early in the process and has been relatively silent since then. He's opposed to the measure because it has a tax increase in it, and he has vehemently opposed tax increases. But he says he does support the goals of the initiative and that if it is approved by the voters, he will work aggressively to implement it. I think he's trying to keep faith with his Republican voters by opposing the tax increase, but he is clearly not opposed to the goals. So I think there is a strategy in his being relatively silent about the measure.
Now, from your analysis, what would need to happen in the electorate for this to pass on November 7th?
I think people are going to have to be convinced that this is really going to make a difference. But I have to say, the supporters are pulling out all the stops. Bringing in Clinton and Gore is a very smart strategy. And I think that the proponents need this push. They're declining in the polls. They were at 52%. In August and in September, their support had dropped to 44% in the field poll.
Laura Mikoy is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee. Thank you, Laura, so much.
Thank you.